SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. The Senate voting to end the government shutdown. Update from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The shutdown could last a few more days as members of the House, which has been in recess since mid-September, return to Washington to vote on the legislation. President Donald Trump has signaled support for the bill, saying Monday that, quote, we're going to be opening our country very quickly. In a possible preview, the Senate voted 47-53 along party lines not to extend Affordable Health Care Act subsidies for a year. Majority Republicans allowed the vote as part of a separate deal with Democrats to speed up votes and send the legislation to the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A vehicle transporting passengers at a Washington, D.C. airport hit a dock at a building, sending 18 people to the hospital. Metropolitan Washington Airport Authority says the vehicle, known as a mobile lounge, struck the dock at an angle at Dulles International. A bus crash in the Southern California mountains, resulting in numerous injuries.
Authorities say 20 people were hospitalized, three with major injuries after a bus toppled over coming back from a church retreat at Camp Nahuaqua in Southern California's San Bernardino Mountains. Fire officials say the bus crashed Sunday night on a winding two-lane road northeast of Los Angeles. First responders found the bus on its side and passengers escaping through a hatch in the roof. Community college student Cynthia Ramirez says the bus started to shake and swerve, then rock side to side before it fell over. Youth leader Priscilla Mendoza says she woke up to everybody screaming, blacked out after the crash, and doesn't remember how she got out of the bus. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump sending a letter to the BBC threatening legal action over the way a speech he made was edited by the British broadcaster. BBC's top executive saying that he is quitting over accusations of bias and misleading editing. In the documentary, Trump's January 6, 2021 speech was edited to omit his call for a peaceful protest. SRN News. United Methodist Church offering a compromise.
The denomination has approved an amendment that will allow regional bodies to stick with a biblical position on homosexuality, even as the UMC as a whole officially embraces gay marriage and LGBT ordination. Observers say the amendment is about the only way for the denomination to function at all after thousands of congregations outright quit over gay issues during the past decade, starving the Methodist Church of members and cash. Michael Harrington reporting.
Four Bulgarians sentenced to 2 to 4 years in prison for their involvement in defacing the Holocaust Memorial in Paris. A destabilization campaign by Russia linked to an act of vandalism. A Paris court handed down 2-year sentences to two of the men who acknowledged their role in the graffiti painting and 4 years to another man. This is SRN News. United States, not the only country working to attract skilled tech talent from overseas.
China is stepping up its game, introducing a new visa scheme aimed at wooing foreign professionals in science and technology. The K visa is similar to the H-1B visa in the United States. Tighter U.S. immigration policies and uncertainties around the H-1B visa system have made China relatively more appealing. However, language barriers, quality of life issues, and internet censorship remain big challenges for China. Rich Thomason reporting.
Billionaire Warren Buffett warning shareholders many companies will fare better than his Berkshire Hathaway in the decades ahead as Father Time catches up with the 95-year-old icon, but he reassures them he remains very confident in his successor. More details at srnnews.com.